But it's in two pieces. They were molded, I reckon. Most of these mule shoes now that you get are. And I've seen them just laying around, just plenty of them, but I never thought about anything about keeping them, you know.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned these things because I never knew there was such a thing as a
ox shoe.
Ox shoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never saw any.
Yeah.
I see you got a horseshoe out there on the porch. Is that, did you used to think that was, just, that meant something if you put a horseshoe up?
No, I just, you sort of got a patent on a ranch style doorbell out there, you see. And I had them big shoes and I figured they'd get away some way or another, but I just put them together, welded them together. I had another guy to it. Showed him how I wanted it fixed, and I done the rest of it.
That's a good idea.
Now, in this country, you know, we never did have many horses that had feet. That's about a 7 shoe, and usually about a 2 and a 3, and once in a while you'd find one with a 4 horse. But we didn't have any horses hardly that large of feet.
Do people ever keep a horseshoe over the door for good
luck? Yeah, I've seen people put horseshoes over the door. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's... It's just their idea about it. I don't know what they thought about it.
To go back to the plowing, after you turn the ground over, then what would you... Did you have discs, or how did you...
Yeah, we had discs. We could disc the ground, and then we'd take some kind of a drag, maybe, you know, and level it up, drag, you know, and level it up, and then...
Did you ever have any... On the drag, did the drag have teeth in it, or...
There were some. Some of them had kind of a game plows, you know, kind of a... And then they had hairs, you know. Them old hair, A hair, they called them. They made them themselves, you know. V-type, or A. Some of them called them A hairs, you know. And they'd hook a team to them, you know. And they had square teeth in them. And holes bored in this timber that they're made out of, you know. And then was drilled down in them holes there. They'd tear up the ground and fix it for pretty good shape, you know.
Really?
And that's the way we'd plow. Of course, some people had them what they call section hair. It was all iron. It was a bolt rig. But most of them had a hair that they'd made themselves.
They made them themselves.
They'd buy the teeth.
I see.
And I noticed up here at this old place. There, an old building. There's a set of hair teeth out there in an old building. First thing I'd seen, I don't know when. They're square, you know. They're made square. Yeah, you were speaking about going to town. I noticed my cousin, he mentioned there about them going to town, you know. And go about twice a year. It was usually to get seed oats and few things like that, you know, and of course they'd get groceries, what they had to have, and then they'd go back again, you know, to market their cotton, you know. Back then, that was about all the money crop they had, you know, was
right
here. This don't look like they'd ever grown cotton in this country, mm-hmm. but they did. There was a gin at all these little old towns up and down this road. There were 2 or 3 at Mena. One at Hatfield, one at Cove, one here at Vandervoort, and one down here at Wiggs. And then there was one out here at Hartley on this 246 across the river.